This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. The monsoon session of Parliament has begun today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed hope that the session will be productive and filled with enriching discussions which will strengthen the country's democracy. Addressing the media outside Parliament this morning before the beginning of the session, the Prime Minister said the session stands as a proud moment for the nation, a true celebration of our collective achievements. The Prime Minister said the whole world has witnessed the strength of India's military power. He said during Operation Sindoor, Indian soldiers achieved the objective with 100% success, demolishing the masterminds behind terrorism in their hideouts. The Prime Minister said India has endured many violent challenges, be it terrorism or Naxalism, but today the influence of Naxalism and Maoism is shrinking rapidly. He said, the red corridors of the past are now transforming into green zones of growth and development. He said, today India is moving ahead at a fast pace.
माओवाद को नक्सलवाद को जड़ से उखाड़ने के संकल्प के साथ देश के सुरक्षा बल एक नए आत्मविश्वास से तेज गति से सफलता की ओर कदम रख रहे हैं हमें गर्व है कि बम बंदूक और पिस्तौल के सामने हमारा देश का संविधान जीत रहा है देश के उज्जवल भविष्य के लिए साफ दिख रहा है कि कल तक जो रेड कॉरिडोर थे वो आज ग्रीन ग्रोथ जोन में परिवर्तित होते नजर आ रहे हैं
On the first day of the monsoon session, both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha witnessed adjournments amid sloganeering by the opposition members over various issues, including discussion on Operation Sindoor. The presiding officer repeatedly appealed to the opposition members to take their seats and participate in zero hour. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government is ready for discussion, but the opposition MPs are protesting in the well of the House, which is not right. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar today administered oath to two elected and three nominated members of the Upper House of Parliament. The two elected members are Birendra Prasad Vaishya of AGP and Kanand Purkayastha of BJP from Assam. The nominated members are Dr. Meenakshi Jain, C. Sadanandan Master and Harsh Vardhan Shringla. The Rajya Sabha also paid tributes to seven of its former members who passed away recently. Leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, has accused that the government is not allowing the opposition members to speak in the House. Speaking outside Parliament, he alleged that only the ministers are allowed to speak in the House, but opposition members are not allowed to speak. Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Rammohan Naidu has said the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau is carrying out the investigation on the AI-171 plane crash in a transparent manner. Mr. Naidu said the process is being conducted strictly according to the international standards with the involvement of relevant international experts and stakeholders. The minister was replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Rajya Sabha today. Kochi Mumbai Air India flight overshot the runway on landing amid heavy rain in Mumbai airport today. The flight was coming to Mumbai from Kochi. According to preliminary report, the aircraft veered off the runway shortly after touchdown due to poor weather conditions. Nonetheless, the aircraft was able to taxi safely to the terminal gate where all passengers and crew disembarked safely. The Mumbai High Court today acquitted 12 persons convicted in the 2006 Mumbai train blast case, citing lack of conclusive evidence. A special bench of Justices Anil Kilor and Shyam Chandak quashed all convictions, including 5 death penalties and 7 life sentences, stating the prosecution completely failed to prove the accused committed the crime. The verdict comes 19 years after the tragedy. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall in Jammu and Himachal Pradesh today. The Met Department has also issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall in South Odisha, Jharkhand and Chhattisgarh today. Talking to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani said an orange alert for heavy rainfall has also been issued in North Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh and Telangana today. Meanwhile, in Arunachal Pradesh, the India Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for Lower Subansiri, Papumpare, West Siang, Siang, Lower Dibang Valley, Dibang Valley, Anjou, Changlang, Tirap and Longling district in Arunachal Pradesh. IMD has predicted thunderstorms with lightning and heavy rain very likely at isolated places. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.